Hi, my name is Cliff Nesteroff, and you're listening to Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy. Welcome to Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy. My name is Cliff Nesteroff. I'll be your host for the next hour. On this show, we play comedy records of all designs, some that are very funny, some that are just simply strange, some that are by failed comedians who didn't realize they weren't amusing but released albums anyways, and all sorts of fun and often rare goodies. Today on Laugh Tracks, we're going to hear sides from the Smothers Brothers, Peter Sellers, Alan Sherman, Mort Saul, A Pause in the Disaster, Steve Martin, Joe E. Ross, and some weirdies from various LPs. We'll hear a couple tracks from a record I played some stuff from last week called Sing Along with JFK, which is JFK speeches set to music. Some oddities from Let My People Come, a sexual musical from 1974. Also, a Mad Magazine LP from the early 60s, a bad comedy record from 1975 that was recorded in a shopping mall. And right now, from her Columbia LP, Born to Sing, this is Phyllis Diller with her interpretation of Satisfaction.
Cause I try I can't get no satisfaction. I can't get no strong reaction. Cause I try
such a loser. If I bought a new hat, they'd cancel Easter. I use nail polish to cover the rust. I went to a taffy pull. The taffy won. I wore a see-through dress and nobody looked. I can't get no. No, no, no. Hey, hey, hey. That's what I say. I can't get no satisfaction. Reaction, 'cause I try, and I try, and I try, and I try. I can't get no satisfaction. I can't get no satisfaction. I can't get no satisfaction.
What have you read, you know, this last week?
Well, see, America, we spend over $50 billion. Did you know that we spend...
$50
billion? $50 billion a year on defense. Planes, tanks, bombs, etc., etc. We spend $50 billion a year on defense. We don't need more allies.
What do we need?
We need more enemies.
It's getting very tense.
Yeah.
A lot of things are happening, like for instance, the Pueblo incident.
Oh, yes,
you know,
that's
that
right.
That was a very tense. Another cabinet member has resigned.
From President Johnson's cabinet,
yeah,
huh?
From our cabinet. That
Boy, a lot of them have resigned, haven't they?
Yeah.
Just leaves Dean Risk left.
Rusk. But
Rusk. Oh, yeah, that the one you're talking about just resigned, just it the is. Secretary of Health, Education, and Hairfare.
He resigned. And another thing that was very unusual is, you know, we lost another airplane. Crashed in Greenland, and we lost 4 hydrogen bombs in the Arctic snow. Now, that's disturbing to me.
Very.
No,
not to me.
What do you mean?
Well, I think that simply reflects another change in the hydrogen bomb policy. I mean, we're losing them in the snow in Greenland now instead of the waters of Spain like we used to. So I feel like it's a step in the right direction in order to spread democracy, you know?
Spread democracy?
Yeah.
Now, don't you realize that losing hydrogen bombs disturbs all the nuclear... people, the nuclear powers who control world politics? Now, that's nothing to do. You don't go spreading... Here's the powers that control the...
Maybe they need to be disturbed.
No, I don't know. But here are the powers that control world politics,
yeah,
that have the bomb, right?
Uh-huh.
The U.S., right?
Yeah.
Russia, Red China, England, and France.
Yeah, but now they've added 2 fishermen in Spain and 3 Eskimos in Greenland.
Ladies and gentlemen, 15 years ago, a man arrived here in Los Angeles from the East, claiming to be 2,000 years old. But since then, he has undergone a battery of tests at both the Menninger and Mayo clinics.
Hold the Mayo.
Tests which have established his claim to the satisfaction of our nation's leading geriatric specialists. He is seated, perhaps I should say, lounging with me here at poolside at the Beverly Hills Hotel. Sir, I want to, sir.
Got on my suntan lotion.
Excuse me.
Yes, hello, hello there, hello. Hello, how do you
sir.
Do? How are you? How's your face?
Yes.
How's your clothes? How's your tie?
Just fine,
yes,
sir.
Good, good.
And yourself.
Oh, the usual, peppy, zippy, tippy-top, rolling along, singing a song, talking to the girls, and just...
Sir?
My chest, I can't...
My God, this man is dying! Someone get a doctor!
Now let's have a big hand for my old friend, Bill Crosby.
There's a lot of people who understand going around and say football. Football's a great sport. Would you go out and run? All time up for there's the more skinny, or the pass over the left. He'd left run, and he'd go over to the left and up, jump up and down. He'd do all the things. He'd go, no, and Francie in the audience, waving. She didn't know what to do. She didn't see him. He didn't see her. So there they were in the elevator. They were going around. They were seeing the thing, they're going up and down and down and up, and they didn't know what they were going to do. They didn't see Skinny Joe. Skinny Joe was over there, just didn't see him as watching television. He didn't understand. He didn't want to go over the place. He's by the place to see his from him. Thank you very much.
Come on, Al. Bill Crosby. Come on, Al.
One of the greatest art exhibits ever to tour the United States. is the treasures of Tutankhamun or King Tut.
The boy king. How'd you get the funky? Did you do the monkey?
Born in Arizona, moved to Babylonia.
Now if I'd known that line up just to see him, I'd taken all my money and bought me a museum. Buried with a donkey.
One of the most popular novelty comedy tunes of sort of recent history, for whatever reason, King Tut by Steve Martin off his 1978 billion seller, A Wild and Crazy Guy. Before that, an early impression of Bill Cosby, which has now become so unfortunately commonplace a routine, but in 1970, not very common at all. An impression of Bill Cosby from the I Spy period of Cosby from a Fire Sign Theater-esque comedy troupe called A Pause in the Disaster. Murphy Dunn, Howard Cohen, Ira Miller, and Jeff Begutten make up A Pause in the Disaster on Cotillion Records, an Atlantic Records subsidiary from 1970. They were sort of just a hippie kind of counterculture audio comedy sketch troupe. That clip paired nicely with another silly impression of a comedian, a takeoff on Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks' 2,000-year-old man routine by the National Lampoon off of one of my favorite Lampoon LPs, That's Not Funny, That's Sick, which we've been playing several tracks from in the past couple weeks. Before that, the Smothers Brothers and Tommy Smothers speaking truth about the weapons industry. We don't need more allies, we need more enemies. And how else can the gigantic weapons industry profit? It's actually funny, at the same time, quite realistic and quite logical. That was off of the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour original television soundtrack album on Mercury Records. And as you might imagine, Tommy Smothers continues to be opposed to ludicrous U.S. foreign policy, speaking out against Bush, the Iraq War, and Dennis Miller. Even today, Tommy Smothers, a left-wing comedy guru. And speaking of politics, last week I got a lot of response for a record I played called Sing Along with JFK, which is an LP from 1963 that was the conception of a cartoon gag writer named George Atkins. So I'm going to play another selection this week and then jump into some Mort Salt. But let's listen to some JFK speeches set to music. This is the Alliance for Progress, Bossa Nova.
To our sister republic,
to our sister republic,
south of our border,
south of our border,
we offer a special pledge. In a new alliance for progress,
in a new alliance for progress,
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 in a new alliance, convert our good words to good deeds.
Good words to good deeds.
Let all our neighbors know.
Let all our neighbors know.
That we shall join with them.
Join with them.
To oppose aggression or subversion anywhere in the American. To our sister republic,
to our sister republic,
south of our border,
south of our
convert
border,
our good words to good deeds,
to good deeds, to oppose aggression or subversion anywhere in the
Progress.
This afternoon, after all these charges against President Kennedy by Fidel Castro's government, our ambassador to the United Nations, Adlai Stevenson, categorically denied American participation in this invasion, and he made a speech in the UN, and he said that if Castro, Castro can't look to our government for help if he has been rejected by his own people. Right? And Stevenson should know. So I. That actually is derivative of another generalization which had to do with a picture that did not win called Exodus, you may recall, which was picketed by the American Legion because it was written by Dalton Trumbo. It was not approved of by the American Legion. So they picketed that. They also picketed Spartacus, which he wrote too. And so again, I have to generalize and say the American Legion will picket Exodus, Spartacus, and any other picture that ends in U.S.
The trumpet summons us again.
Not as a call to bear arms. Not as a call to bear arms.
Though arms we need.
Though arms we need.
Not as a call to battle.
Not as a call to battle.
Though in battle we are.
Though in battle we are.
But a call to bear the burden.
But a call to bear the burden.
Of a long.
Of a long.
Twilight struggle. Year in, year out.
Year in, year out.
Rejoicing in hope.
Rejoicing in hope.
Patient in tribulation.
Patient in tribulation.
A struggle against.
A struggle against.
The common enemies of man.
The common enemies of man.
Tyranny.
Tyranny.
Poverty.
Poverty.
Tyranny.
Tyranny.
Poverty.
This is Milton Berle. On your anniversary, may I make a toast to you? L'chaim. Now, l'chaim means life. In fact, I have an uncle who's doing l'chaim in San Quentin right now. I don't know how long you've been married, but I've been married for 30 years. That's right, 30 years. And 30 years is a long time. But my wife and I still make love almost every day in the week. Almost Monday, almost Tuesday, almost Wednesday. Once again, this is Uncle Milty wishing you a happy anniversary.
Milton Berle wishing you a happy anniversary off an audio cassette from the early 80s put out by some small-time Vancouver outfit that put out several of these tapes in which three celebrities on one side would wish you a happy birthday or get well soon message, and then the flip side would be blank so that you could record your own message and then mail it to your sick friend or whoever. I came across a huge box of these things at an old rundown pharmacy in the bad part of town here in Vancouver. And other celebrities on these tapes include Don Adams, Foster Brooks, Scatman Crothers, Ed McMahon, Lynn Redgrave, Sherry Lewis, and Hanny Youngman, a bunch of other people too. And they look as if, and I'm assuming they were, manufactured in Vancouver, and the only place I've seen these anywhere seems to be in this city, and on the internet, anybody that's selling them, which is very few, seem to be located in Vancouver. But Milton Berle, wishing you a happy anniversary. Before that, The Trumpet Summons Us and the Alliance for Progress Bossa Nova off Sing Along with JFK. And in between those two tracks, we heard Mort Saul talking about Castro and Kennedy, and Dalton Trumbo, blacklisted screenwriter, one of the Hollywood Ten. And that was Mort Saul talking off of his Reprise LP, The New Frontier, which was the name of a JFK slogan or catchphrase as well. He took his title from that for the album released in 1961. Now we're going to listen to a couple tracks off of one of my all-time favorite comedy records titled Mad Twists Rock and Roll. This record was released in 1960 by Mad Magazine. It was an actual LP, unlike a lot of the flexi Evatone sound sheets that you could sometimes get in a Mad Magazine or a Mad Super Special. It wasn't one of those perforated records that you would tear out, put on your turntable, and weigh down with a quarter. The record spoofs the popular rock and roll conventions of the time. And the people who are going to be heard on this record are Mike Russo, Gene Hayes, and the Delwoods.
Nose job.
Now she's the prettiest gal in town.
Nose job.
Now she's the prettiest gal in town.
She got a nose job. She got a nose job. It's now turned up instead of hanging down. She got a nose job. She got a nose job. And now she's the prettiest gal in town. Never had a boy to walk her home. She never had a boy who cared. But now she's never left alone since she had her snobs repaired. She got a nose job. She got a nose job. It's now turned up instead of hanging down. She got a nose job. She got a nose job. And now she's the prettiest gal in town. She never had no one to taste her kiss. Her future looked mighty bleak. But now she's on every guy's list since she overhauled her beak. She got a nose job, she got a nose job. It's now turned up instead of hanging down. She got a nose job, she got a nose job. And now she's the prettiest gal in town. I know someday I'm gonna marry her, cause I love her, yes I do. And the kids we have will know for sure they're gonna all get nose jobs too. She got a nose job, she got a nose job. It's now turned up instead of hanging down. She got a nose job, she got a nose job. And now she's the prettiest gal in town.
Now she's the prettiest gal in town.
Nose job.
Somebody else's dandruff. Eigentlich so eine Xave, geht aber
nicht.
Ist so über den Hof gegangen, hat der Bauer gesagt, wo gehst denn du hin? Sagt, ey, wenn du nichts dagegen hast, ich gang jetzt zum Fensterl. Sagt er, saubere neue Bräuche sind es eher, wenn der Mondschein mit der Steuerlaterne in der Hand hat, er zu seinem Dernl je. Zu meiner Zeit, es war ganz anders, da sind wir so zwischen Dunkel und Sixpenet, sind wir zu unserem Dernl geschlichen. Sixt hat er gesagt, Bauer, das hab ich aber geil gedacht, wie ich den Alten zum ersten Mal gesehen hab. Diese Bäuerin hat eben noch keine Ahnung und keinen Schimmer gehabt von den modernen Verjüngungskuren. Da gibt es ja die tollsten Erfolge. Da ist nur so ein junger Stänzke, ein junger Mensch, also ist einem jungen Maderl nachgestiegen, Sie wissen Sie, so einem duften Zahn, so einer Überzirze, ne, so einem Supertiger, einer Wuchtbrumme, so einer Zentralschaffe. Und er hat so einen Kinderwagen gehabt, schließlich hat er sich ein Herz, er hat sich einen Anlauf genommen und gesagt, verzeihen Sie, gnädiges Fräulein, weit ist er gar nicht gekommen, da hat sie die Umdreh und gesagt, ja spinnst denn du, kennst mich du denn nicht mehr, ich bin doch deine Mutter. Ich hab doch eine Verjüngungskur gemacht. Sagt der Mutter, sei mir nicht böse, Respekt, ich hätte dich beinahe nicht mehr erkannt. Aber vielleicht darf ich fragen, du, was ist denn da für ein Baby, was ist denn das für ein Kind in dem Wagen drin? Sagst du, das ist dein Vater, den haben sie verpusht.
King Louis was living like a king, but the people were living rotten. So the people, they started an uprising, which they called the French Revolution, and of course you remember their battle cry, which will never be forgotten. You went the wrong way, old King Louis. The population cried, 'cause all you did was sit and pet with Marie Antoinette in your place at Versailles. And now the country's gone kablooey, so we are giving you the air that ought to teach you not to spend all your time fooling around at the Folies Bergères. If you had been a nicer king, we wouldn't do a thing.
But you were bad, you must admit. We're gonna take you and the queen down to the guillotine and shorten you a little bit. You came the wrong way on King Louis, and now you ain't got far to go. Too bad you won't be here to see that great big Eiffel Tower or Brigitte Bardot. King Louis, we say fooey. You disappointed all of France. But then what else could we expect from a king in silk stockings and pink satin pants? You filled your stomach with chop suey and also crepe Suzette's and steak. And when they told your wife Marie that nobody had bread, she said, let them eat cake. We're gonna take you and the queen down to the guillotine. It's somewhere in the heart of town. And when that fella there is through with what he's gonna do, you'll have no place to wear your crown. You came the wrong way, old King Louis. Now we must put you on the shelf. That's why the people are revolting, 'cause Louis, you're pretty revolting yourself.
Good. Crunchy little nuggets bursting with nut sweet flavor.
Well, first we gotta exercise them.
Do we have to?
Now, that's our agreement. We gotta keep slim and trim. It helps to eat the right kind of foods, like a post-grape nuts breakfast.
I do, honey.
And we gotta exercise.
How all?
You want your post-grape nuts?
Barn.
Come on.
A grape nuts breakfast fills you up, not out. Up, not out. Fills you up, not out. Fills you up, not out. Fills you up. Out, build you up, not out. Build you up, not out. Build you up, not out.
Delicious.
This is a scene about name dropping in show business. You've heard the kind of thing. It goes roughly like this.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Ego broadcasting from the Tip Top Lounge atop New York City's beautiful Ansonia Hotel. We're very, very lucky to have with us tonight, sitting right here next to me, lovely Miss Barbara Musk, who is in town. Barbara's publicizing her latest motion picture, Two Gals in Paris. How are you, Barbara?
I'm fine.
I really wish you could get a good look at her, ladies and gentlemen. I want to tell you right here now, Barbara, you're a very, very good-looking little cookie. You really are.
Oh, well,
I mean, I wish you was television, sweetheart, because you're just about as good-looking as they come. You really are. I mean it.
Well, thank you.
That's okay.
No, no, but seriously. I just want to say, Jack, that it's a real great pleasure to be on the show tonight. And a real great pleasure to be here.
How about that? Barbara, I know this will interest you, sweetheart. I was talking to a very, very dear friend of mine today. He's a very, very old friend, very close, very, very wonderful friend, Bernard Baruch. Bernie is a heck of a good kid. I love him. I tell you the thing about Bernie, he's not like a lot of your financiers. By that I mean he's not out only for money, and that's a very, very terrific thing to see. We're all crazy about Bernie. What do you say, sweetheart?
Actually, Jack, I think you're right.
How about that?
Really, no, but I do. I think that Bernie is a real great guy. And, no, I mean, a real great financier. Just, you know, well, really, just for me personally, I think he's, you know, like one of the greatest.
Isn't she terrific? Isn't that just terrific? Terrific, sweetheart. Just terrific. I saw Bernie. I know you'd be interested. I saw Bernie at the house of another very, very close personal friend. He's very old, very dear, very, very wonderful friend, Bertrand Russell. Bert is a lot of fun. He's not like a lot of your philosophers. By that I mean he's not pushy, you know? And that's a terrific thing to see. We're all crazy about Bert. What do you say, sweetheart?
Actually, Jack, I think you're right.
How about that?
No, really, and I do. I mean, I think that for me personally, at any rate, I think that a pushy philosopher is always a drag. And, seriously, no, really, that's really is why it's just so great to see Bert, you know?
Uh-huh.
I mean, because he comes into a room and he isn't.
Uh-huh.
No, but, like, to me, I mean, that's the greatest.
Isn't that terrific?
Great.
Terrific,
oh,
honey. Just
I mean,
terrific.
Thank you.
Sweetheart, I understand from the Pope that you just finished a movie.
Just can't keep a secret.
That was the great comedy team of Mike Nichols and Elaine May. Their sketch, titled The Disc Jockey, off the excellent Mercury LP, An Evening with Mike Nichols and Elaine May, directed by Arthur Penn, who at the time was a big-time director on Broadway. 1960, when this LP was released, of course, Penn went on to direct great movies like The Miracle Worker and Bonnie and Clyde. And Mike Nichols, one half of the comedy team, of course, went on to direct great movies like The Graduate and Carnal Knowledge, several others. Before that, we heard the audio from a neat little Grape Nuts ad featuring Andy Griffith and Don Knotts talking about their Grape Nuts. In character, shilling for the sponsor of The Andy Griffith Show. Before that, we heard You Went the Wrong Way, Old King Louie, by Alan Sherman, set to the tune of You Came a Long Way from St. Louis, and also a Peter Gunn bass line riff in the background there that makes the track so groovy, off one of his many big-selling Warner Brothers comedy records, My Son, The Nut. A great tune. Prior to that, another short cut off this LP by the audio sketch troupe A Pause in the Disaster. We heard their Bill Cosby impression earlier. This track was titled Dial a Dirty Joke. And a Mel Brooks-esque voice. Now, at the start of the show, I promised that we would listen to a bad comedy album that was recorded in a shopping mall, and I intend to deliver on that right now. This awful piece of lo-fi is from a man named Jack Rowland, R-O-W-L-A-N-D, and this record was pressed on an independent label, Hi-Hat Records, in Gary, Indiana. We'll also listen to some stuff off of a comedy record by Sergeant Bilko and Car 54, Where Are You alumnus Joey Ross, some stuff off the Laugh-In record, and also a track from Let My People Come, a sexual musical from 1974. But starting us off now on this set, an LP called Jack Rowland in the Fourth Dimension.
Everything collapses.
Hey. Well, hello, darling. It's a nice round about where you belong. You're looking for my darling. I'll remember that, darling. You even love me, baby. No, I'm not being gone. Little bit of a room, playing in a bad place. While I'm with me, you're going to be back around. So call me, gee, darling. Find an empty, darling. Boy, my man tan's coming off tonight. Darling, don't you ever go away. All right.
You asked for it.
Hello, Dolly. Hello, Dolly. It's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking so well, Dolly. I can tell, Dolly, you keep blowing, you're still blowing, you're still growing, you're going strong. We feel the groove, swaying in the fans, playing one of our old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, Dolly, find an empty knee, Dolly. Dolly, don't you ever go away.
So nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, Jenkins. I can tell. You keep glowing. You keep growing. You're going strong. We fill the room saying, fill bands playing. What about old familiar songs from way back when? George, where are you? So take a nap, fellas. Find an empty lap, fellas. Dolly, don't you ever go away.
The boy and you're slower than hell around the ball.
Well, let's say we get the party started now. Quick now, hurry up. Let's see here. Take a number from 1 to 10. Hurry up. You lost. Take off your clothes. Ha, ha, ha. Out of the bank. Now, wait a minute here. Do you know the difference between scrambled eggs and intercourse, young lady? I'll be up to your house for breakfast. That's a hell of a thing. You know the shortest bedtime story ever told? You got that one right. Damn short story. That wife of mine, when I come home early, she thinks of looking for it. When I come home late, she thinks I found it. I said to her the other night, I said, Bruce. Yeah, I did this line the other night, and four guys chased me home. Wasn't funny, one of them caught me. I put on my high heel tennis shoes and got the hell out of there, I'll tell you that. Remember, friends, that X-Lax is not all chocolate.
We'll be right back after this important word.
Yippee.
I see Martha's pregnant again.
Yeah, seems to be a lot of it going around.
Oh. I don't mind men who kiss and tell. I need all the publicity I can get.
My church welcomes all denominations, but my favorite is the $5 bill.
You know, I've taken the lead in my community as an equal opportunity employer. I pay my wetbacks the same as I pay my Indians.
My IQ has never been questioned. Come to think about it, it's never been mentioned. Oh, I love Joan Baez. I've even got a set of her autograph fingerprints.
Which brings to mind the story of what the dancing girl gave the Shah's bodyguard. It is a goodie.
Birthday, Boris gave me a Polish goldfish. It drowned.
What would you say if I told you I'm willing to do anything to have children?
Adopt.
Gentlemen, I have the pleasure of bringing to you a gentleman you've all seen on television, a wonderful entertainer. Most of you will remember him the minute you see him, but those of you that don't, for sure, if I mention the word car 54, you know what I'm talking about. How about a nice warm reception for Joey Ross? Joey, come on. I guess first I have to holler, ooh, ooh, right? That's the only way anybody knows me. All right, car 54, where are you? Anybody seen the show? You ever watched car 54?
Yeah.
Good. Well, I would like to say it's a pleasure to be working here tonight. In fact, it's a pleasure to be working any place. Oh, I got to tell you about my wife. This is my second wife. My first wife, I can't tell you too much about her. I don't know her too well. Our divorce came up so quick. Our lawyers were fighting over custody of the wedding cake. I'll tell you why we got divorced. Will Rogers once said, I never met a man I didn't like. Well, my ex-wife,
She felt the same way. But this wife here, I married 17 years to her now. 17 years. And we got a boy home 16 years old. The horniest kid you ever saw in your life. He's got pimples. He's always looking at girls. And my wife yells at him, anytime you feel like a girl, take a cold shower. You're always looking at girls. Instead of a girl, take a cold shower. Would you believe it? My water bill alone this month was $217. So long, everybody. Barney, will you get this thing fixed while I'm still young?
Just one little second, Fred, then I'll have it.
There. Okay, let's spin a disc.
They're playing our song, Fred.
Yeah, pal, and you've earned yourself a Winston.
Yeah, Winston. That's the one with filter blend up front.
Sure, that's the big difference, Barney. Winston picks out special tobaccos.
Then treats them their own special way.
If you're looking for a filter cigarette that really delivers taste,
you ought to smoke Winston.
You ought to smoke Winston.
That's what he said. That's what he said.
And as I was saying, Winston tastes good.
Like a cigarette should. Like a cigarette should. Like a cigarette should. Like a cigarette should.
Cunt, what an awful word is cunt. No word could be more blunt. Sounds like a little runt that doesn't have a front. What an awful word is cunt.
Stout and sturdy penis.
What's in a word that makes it so unpleasant to be heard? Nothing could be more absurd. There's nothing dirty in a word. Tits, what a lousy word is tits. Like tiny little bits on which nothing ever fits. Like to chomp them up to bits. What a lousy word is tits. No cleverness or wit, I hate it more than tits. Someone stole. No one loves an asshole.
There we go. We heard some pure filth from the original cast album of Let My People Come, a sexual musical. This is from 1974, according to the back cover, music and lyrics by Earl Wilson with Phil Osterman on Libra Records. This opened at the Village Gate in New York City in 1974. Well, I imagine this is one of those off-Broadway plays from that era in which most of the cast was naked for much of the show. At least that's what it looks like, if the photos on the cover mean anything. Before the dirtiness of Let My People Come, we heard a Winston cigarette ad, courtesy of Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble. Winston cigarettes, of course, were the sponsor of the Flintstones during their original run, so hence the ad there. Before that, we heard Joe E. Ross, who is best remembered for his roles on the sitcoms Car 54, Where Are You?, and Sergeant Bilko, or You'll Never Get Rich. An abridged taste of his nightclub act there off a stupid comedy album with a stupid name, Should Lesbians Be Allowed to Play Pro Football, is what it's called, on Laff Records. Laff, L-A-F-F, were a blue comedy label in the 1970s that released primarily black comedy acts like Slappy White, Pigmeat Markham, Richard Pryor, and all kinds of others, unknowns and forgottens. And here, one of their rare white acts on the Laff Records label, Joe E. Ross. Not Joey, Joe, and then middle initial E, Ross. Actually, in that clip, we heard the MC introduce him as Joey Ross. Before that, we heard some stuff off one of the two Laugh-In LPs that were released at the height of that show's popularity. Pretty self-explanatory. We heard the voices of Lily Tomlin, Gary Owen, and many others in the cast on that track, or that series of tracks. And we started this set of comedy records with a weird and awful, awful comedy album recorded live in a mall in the mid-70s. Jack Rowland, or Rowland, The Fourth Dimension is the name of the record. It definitely is an appropriate title because it sounds like it came from another world as he tells jokes to the syncopated beat of a Casio synthesizer. And bombs, too. It takes guts to release a comedy record of yourself bombing. Although, to be fair, playing in a mall is not the easiest of gigs. Yet, I don't know why you would include the lack of laughter when your jokes fall flat. This is what the back cover of this album says. Jack Rowland, originally from Newcastle, Pennsylvania, studied at Smith Williams Institute to be a concert pianist. In the past 22 years, however, his talents as an entertainer have won over his concert ambitions. 22 years this guy was at it when he recorded this album. That's understandable if he had been doing it for like a couple of weeks. This garbage, but 22 years. Through electronics, he produces simultaneous effects of 8 different instruments and 30 separate echoes. Unfortunately, it doesn't produce particularly funny material. And that does wrap it up for this edition of Laugh Tracks on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We're here every Thursday night from 11 p.m. till midnight and on the internet whenever you want. The Generation Exploitation Podcast. Leave you right now with a song from the man of the hour. Not this hour, but recently a hour. William Shatner with Mr. Tambourine Man. Good night.
Tambourine Man. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man. Place I'm going to.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me.
In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you. Take me on a trip on your magic swirling ship.
My senses have been stripped. My hands can't feel to grip. My toes too numb to step. Wait only for my boot heels to be wandering. I'm ready to go anywhere. I'm ready for the fade into my own parade. Cast your dancing spell my way. I promise to go under it. I'm not sleepy and there is no place I'm going to. Jingle morning, I'll come following you.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man!
Mr. Tambourine Man!